Arthur's response to the SONA 2022 speech by the president is that a lot of good stuff was said, but, you know, this pro-business driving economic growth and job creation, removing barriers to that make it difficult to do business in South Africa, we've heard all of this before. We've seen no meaningful policy shift in this regard, so nothing really changes. We don't believe it will. There's also been a need to hold state capture perpetrators to account. A lot of this has been spoken about for years now, despite overwhelming evidence of crimes committed. Nothing happens. Again, we've heard the local, rhetoric. It's a good notion. And if government was serious about getting South Africans to buy local, then government vehicles would all be purchased via companies that manufacture cars in this country. Yet many government officials' vehicles are imported, and that is a sad indictment and lack of will to get behind this notion of buying local. We heard no clarity on the disposal of non-core loss-making state-owned entities. So a lot of talk, and talk is cheap. There's this lack of belief in government's ability to implement any of these good ideas. I guess the one thing that came through loud and clear was what wasn't said about new nuclear and new coal power energy generation. So that was one good indicator, but we have got serious problems. This lack of the ability to tackle this, the brain drain and the loss of skills in this country. We are not really introducing, and I think Cyril Ramaphosa missed a great opportunity to give us the clear indicators of policy shift that is coming to really accelerate this country into convincing investors that this is a country that is open for business and that we really can grow this economy and create jobs. So sadly, a lot of nothing was said.